I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, footy is back. Teamless Tuesday just around the corner, and you have joined the Dual Position Podcast YouTube channel and podcast at just the right time. I'm your main host, the SE Whisperer, doing a pre-team list Tuesday team reveal today. Very exciting. You know, we've had weeks of trials, months of speculations, many, many drafts, but we finally got there. I am the SE Whisperer, as I said. For all my YouTube viewers, you can see the rank history down below. If this is your first time watching, the, you know, give a little bit of backstory about who I am and when I've played Supercoach. You can also see the socials down the bottom there. And anyone on Spotify, you'll also find them in the description. A little bit of housekeeping out of the way. We are sponsored, as always, by Bet with Joel, Australia's most trusted and, you know, profitable sports betting agency. Make sure you check the description for the details on that. But without further ado, let's get straight into this team, because boy howdy, it has changed many, many times between December and now. Many iterations of the hooker combinations, but we have managed to land on Brandon Smith and Tanner Boyd. Pairing those two up together, no Harry Grant, no Reece Robson, no Damien Cook, no Sonny Luke. Going with the two mid-range boys. Brandon Smith hasn't impressed me overall in the trials. His base has been so-so. He's got two try assists, which has been promising, but his scores haven't been fantastic. Trent Robinson has also come out and said that he's not going to be basically an 80-minute hooker, which does cause for some concern around round four buy. Does not help either. But, you know, I just think at the price he's at, 470-odd-K, it's probably a little bit too hard to pass up. The ownership is also scaring me a little bit too. For Tanner Boyd, you know, I've debated whether I pair Harry Grant with Tanner Boyd, Harry Grant with Brandon Smith, but, you know, I'm buying into this narrative that he's going to help David Fifita. He's going to help him unlock and sort of go from there. He's the second best goal kicker in the comp if you look at career statistics. And I think the Titans are a side that are going to be able to put up points, you know, without too much cause for concern. I just think at, you know, less than 400K, you're getting a halfback in a relatively decent attacking side that kicks goals, you know, inside for feeder. I'm just not really seeing the downside that maybe some others are. I've seen some talk on social media about, you know, his money-making potential over the first 5-6 weeks, but, you know, the draw opens up fantastically after his bye, which his bye is at an awkward time, round five, don't get me wrong. It is a little bit awkward to consider, but, you know, I'm still going to take the chance on Tanner Boyd. Front row forward, for you guys that have been long-time listeners of the podcast and watchers of this YouTube channel, seeing and hearing that Christian Welch has been in my sight after talking with my co-host Adrianosaurus about how I'm avoiding him as... It's a bitter pill for me to swallow. You know, very happy to say that I was wrong here. I was just put off by the Achilles injury, put off about how he was going to come back. But boy, in the trials, he looked like he was fit, firing, ready to go. That Achilles was not holding him back. And, you know, being named club captain also gives a little bit more of, you know, confidence behind the minutes that he's going to be playing. And I think it's a very weak storm forward pack with not a whole lot there to offer. So I think Christian Welch will be playing big minutes, and at the price, it's just too hard to pass up, as is Stefano Utoikamanu. Now, boy, this bloke played fantastically in the trials. I think he's definitely won a spot in this Tiger starting 13. The bench will be a little bit iffy, but, you know, as we get further on in our back line, some sacrifices do have to be made. And front row forward has always been a position I'm very happy to sacrifice on. I think it's a position that, look, if Christian Welch and Stefano Toikamanu can punch out 100 points between them, look, I'd be very, very happy with that. And you know, for less than 800K between the two of them, I'll take that every day of the week. On the bench, we have big Ben Murdoch-Masila from the Dragons. Looked very good in the trial, looked trim. You know, is he going to play edge? don't know, don't care. He's dual position, 230K. Definitely happy to take that. If it's not him, it'll be Franklin Pele, who also looked fantastic in the trial. But as of right now, I'm going with the more expensive option in BMM. Does have the dual, does have the buy round one. Makes looping a little bit easier to stomach if it comes to that. Also pairing him up with Davey Moali from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Look, Davey Moali has been tipped to play big minutes, for the last couple of years. I think this year is definitely going to be the time to do it. Be very interesting to see who gets the lion's share of the minutes between him and Shaquille Mitchell. Both of those guys at 233K, so very happy to roll with one of them. Whoever gets the bigger minutes before round three probably will make a sideways trade and jump on them, but try not to plan too much in trades now. The back row. Cam Murray is the star-studded back rower in this trio, this three-headed dragon that I've got. Cam Murray, he is the main guy in this team. He just looks so threatening with the ball whenever he runs. I know that they have a hard draw. It kind of favours me towards Cam Murray. They've also got a host of injuries in their forward pack, so I'm expecting Cam to play some big minutes in the middle. If he isn't averaging 80, in the first month, I'd be shocked. Honestly, I'm very keen on Cam Murray. I'll take the consistency over a Fifita or, the cheaper price than a Carrigan, who has been in my side. Carrigan and Fifita have both been there. And I'm still sort of on the fence with Carrigan because I'm a huge, huge fan of the consistency. But, I can't go past my boy Tiga Wilton, who is also in the side. Boy, look, he was one of the ones that I was hoping didn't troll fantastically because he could have looked awful. I'm still picking Tiga Wilton. But his two-try performance in last weekend's trial has seen his ownership absolutely skyrocket from 3% to about 9% at time of recording. Look, 9% of the people I'm agreeing with. I've said it all preseason. I think he's a genuine big minute mid or edge. Sorry, and Wade Graham being in the side does not put me off one bit. If Wade Graham is taking more than 10 minutes out of Teague Wilton's basket, I'd be flabbergasted. I think 70 minutes. We're looking for Teague Wilton here, and stay tuned to my socials because I've got a couple of bold predictions, including Teague Wilton about how I think his season's going to go this year. With the news, the very sad news of Angus Crichton and everything that he is dealing with, there is some minutes to be opened up in the back row there. And I have gone with one of the Butcher boys. I've gone with Egan, who I think has possessing, just a little bit more quality, a little bit cheaper as well. I think Egan Butcher is flying under the radar. 482K, much prefer him to a Luke Garner or, even someone cheaper. In that bracket, you've got Raymond Faitala Marin off the top of my head as well. I'm really, really keen on Egan Butcher. I think this Angus Crichton news has cemented that for me even further. And some other news recently has also sort of shaped the team a little bit. But Egan Butcher, very, very keen on him for this Rooster side. We're getting dicey with a couple of Roosters here with some early buys. But overall, I'm pretty happy to roll with the back row of Cam Murray, T. Wilton, and Egan Butcher on the bench. Very, very hard to pass up the idea of Jermaine Hopgood, who will be one of the biggest breakout stars of the season. He also has the reserve tagged, slapped on him, nice and simple there. Not going to mess around too much with that. You could make an argument to start him in your side, but I just think with how good the mid-range picks are at 2RF this year, it's going to be very hard for me to roll with Hopgood as my last scoring option in my 2RF. So happy to have the reserve tag on him, grab the points. And I've also paired him up with his Eels teammate, Matt Dury. Now, there is some slight concerns over Dury's availability early on. There's been some mixed reports going around about his ankle injury, ranging from 1 to up to 6 weeks. The beauty is, if he is out long-term, his most likely replacement in Jiraiya Momasia is also the same price at 233K. So I think we're going to get something there either way. Also been some reports that Skelton from the Canterbury-Bankstown Bulldogs will also be getting a run come Teamless Tuesday when the teams are named. So you can always downgrade to him as well if you need to find the cash. But at the moment, Dory's in the side. Fingers crossed he's okay for round one. And if he's not, we'll play it by ear and go from there. I think with John Bateman, only arriving to the club recently, it's going to see a little bit of minutes open up for one Sean Bloor. And I just think he might start for the first 3-4 weeks, get some really good price rises, and you can potentially look to move him on to a John Bateman if Bateman only plays 30, 40 minutes off the bench and while he still finds his feet and his fitness in Australia. So Sean Bloor, really, really happy to pick him as well, play it by ear and see who is getting the start. But at the moment, Sean Bloor is also in my 2RF. Now, if we can size this up a little bit, the back line here. It's big. It's beefy. There's a lot of money stacked in here, and I think for good reason. At halfback, Nathan Cleary is my vice-captain heading into round one as it stands. Partnering with Nico Hines, we have spent the money on the two most expensive halfback options, and I might be corrected in saying the two most expensive options that are going to be available for round one. I just love the look of Cleary, you know, in a very low scoring affair in the World Cup Challenge. They only scored 12 points, but Cleary still put on 63 Supercoach points, and he didn't look fantastic either. So that's very promising. Not much more to say there. The buy is awkward, but get it out of the way early. And I'm very happy to ride with Nathan Cleary, as I am with Nico Hines. He looked sensational in the trials. Any doubts in the world that I had about fading Nico Hines have been put to bed with his trial performance. Looked fantastic in the All-Star game, looked fantastic in the trial against the Bulldogs. That left edge, I think, is going to be absolutely humming. I think Nico Hines is going to, once again, probably have the most touches of any side in the NRL, and that just spells great things for Supercoach.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
At 5'8", we have Adam Dewey, you know, big money here as well for the Tigers, 5'8", but I think for good reason. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I think he's very similar player to Cam Munster. I know he's on the weaker side of the Tigers line, but I'm still happy to roll with him. He loves to get his hands on the footy, loves to break tackles, loves to get an offload, loves to make a tackle as well. He racks up points. He is an accumulator of Supercoach points. And I think it's no different. We saw how dominant he was without Luke Brooks on the trial on the weekend, and the Tigers look sensational. I know it was probably against the reserve grade Raider side, but I still can't deny the fact that Adam Dewey definitely passed the eye test. And as you can see, the new acquisition to my side, Katoa from the Dolphins, no hometown just yet. But, you know, the big bolting news today at time of recording, Wayne Bennett has basically given the jersey to Katoa, with Anthony Milford expected to not be named on Tuesday. This opens up a plethora of things for Supercoach, you know, dual position, halfback, 5'8", just about bottom dollar, Schuster out for round one. All the stars are aligning for this to, you know, really, really hammer home. And I just think you can't pass up on it. There would definitely be a debate if Schuster was fit for round one, but now he's not. This has fallen into Supercoach's laps absolutely perfectly. And he's in my side. Very, very happy to see him get the run. I think he looked really good in the trial. And Wayne Bennett doesn't give out many minutes to rookies, you know, historically. So very promising that Wayne Bennett has adopted to put the rookie in alongside who we expect to be Sean O'Sullivan in his Dolphins side for round one. Really, really happy to see this. Really helps out our Supercoach teams. Centre, there's a little bit missing on the screen here. The person that is missing, you know, down here is Brian So'o. Now, with the news that Taylan May is going to be out for the season, that would expect to see Brian To'o move to the left-hand side of the field, opening up the right-hand side. And as you can see on the bench, we've got a cheeky little Panthers option here as well. But Brian To'o is in our side, you know, just based off his record on the left. Really happy to see that. I know that I've said in previous weeks that they probably might not attack so much down the left-hand side, but I think in the trial that still showed. Even though no kick out there, there was still a lot of attack happening down that left. Isaac Tungo is still a very, very dynamic ball runner, and I think Brian To'o will definitely benefit that. And I think another big thing to consider is Taylan May was a fantastic runner of the ball out of his own end. Now, with none of that, you know, is there going to be more touches for To'o to bring the ball out of his own end? Very happy to take a chance on that. Think he's underpriced at his best and at his worst. I think we're not losing any money here. Valentine Holmes, I've got FOMO. I'm not going to lie, guys. I've got the fear of missing out with Valentine Holmes, so he is straight into my team as well. The Cowboys have that golden draw, goal-kicking option as well in a really gun team. I'm really hard to pass up on it. The ownership also, you know, backs it up. You know, we've got a very, very high ownership for Valentine Holmes, and my balls aren't big enough to antipod him there. Now, with the emergence of Katoa, we've got a lot of money to spend. We've got Ronaldo Mulitalo. Made a couple of posts on Mulitalo. Huge, huge fan. Averaged 81.3 points per game with no Wade Graham in the back row and Teague Wilton there. The Sharks looked really, really good down that left. And I think Mulitalo and Talakai both could benefit huge. I think we're getting them at an okay price considering their middle season slump with Wade Graham back in the side. But boy, I'm definitely happy to take a chance on a huge upside player in Ronaldo Mulitalo at 640K for the Sharks side. If Nico Hines is humming, Mulitalo is going to be humming. I can guarantee that right now. And we've also got Paul Alamotti as the fourth centre wing in our team. As you can see from the bench, we've got a couple of options at bottom dollar here, but Paul Alamotti probably has the safest out of the lot. You can go with the upside of Khan Pereira from the Titans, or you can go with, you know, the big rangy winger in William Warbrick from the Storm, who I also have. But at the moment, it's Paul Alamotti, and I'll, not going to lock in as to which one of those guys start, but I'm probably locked into the three of those there. And the other one, Jesse McLean from the Penrith Panthers. A bit of talk that he is going to be the guy that gets the wing spot for the Panthers on that right-hand side. Look, if it is Sunuva Tuiruva, then some sacrifices might have to be made up. We might have to go bore down to Sua Wong. Because at the moment, I have 49,600. So basically, just under 50K, and Tuiruva is 470. So we're going to have to find 30K, and that might be bore down to Wong and McLean up to Tuiruva. But at the moment, you know, there is some reports that McLean has a job, and at 200K, it's very, very hard to pass up. And if he's won that spot on merit, then fantastic. And at fullback, our captain for round one as it stands, James Tedesco. Didn't look great in the trial. You can never count down a champion, though. Very, very happy to see the Roosters bounce back in round one against the Dolphins. So very happy to ride with Teddy and, just hope it clicks on for him as well. And Tom Trbojevic, expected to be named around one, does miss round two, a little bit awkward, but I think we got some adequate bench cover for that moving forward. But pretty hard to pass up on these two. You know, the money is spent elsewhere, so going up to someone like a Latrell Mitchell is not probably feasible right now. But boy, I'm very, very happy with the team. I'm very happy with the back line, and we've got a lot of big, big names. I think the forward pack is nice and nicely well-rounded. I think taking advantage of these really mid-range 2RF options is going to be the play. But that is my team reveal done before Teamless Tuesday. When it comes to uploading schedules, we've got three more position breakdowns to come. My co-host and I, Adrianosaurus, on the Dual Position Podcast, will be breaking down halfback, 5/8 in one, centre wing, and fullback. Hopefully all before Tuesday. If not, we'll get them out before the kickoff of Thursday. But boy, I am so excited. This season, I think, is going to be like no other with the buys, with everything to contend with, things are going to be carnage Tuesday. I cannot wait. Guys, thank you so much for watching myself. Feel free to check out my social in the description. And feel free to check out Bet with Joel, Australia's most trusted and profitable sports betting service in the country. But until next time, thank you so much. Goodbye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.